Lance Kendricks, number 88, tight end, and this is Rams 360.
It's about chemistry. It's about hard work. It's about putting the team together. We're going to win here. The players we're bringing in here are going to get us a chance to win.
At 6 foot two, 247 pounds, Lance Kendricks is the St. Louis Rams' number one tight end. A true pass-catching threat with excellent route-running skills, the flexibility to funnel defenders away from runners with his initial punch and hand placement. He is a valuable weapon in this Rams offense.
Sam takes, fakes the handoff, throws the middle, wide open is Kendricks, 15, 10, stiff arm, 5, touchdown, Lance Kendricks! A play-action strike covering 37 yards.
More of a kind of savvy, hard-nosed type of football player, just naturally. And I like to line up outside and do a little shake move or catch a ball outside or something. But I think where my heart is you know, in the trenches with the guys and just having fun and beating up on the defense and going downfield and catching some deep balls and celebrating with my teammates.
Arizona brings five. Sam escaping the pocket, running left, fires to the end zone. He's got a man. That's a touchdown. Lance Kendricks is in the end zone for the first time this season on a 7-yard reception from a scrambling Sam Bradford.
I would say maybe Tony Gonzalez. I know that's a guy that I really followed growing up. And just we all watch as tight ends back in college and back in even high school. You know, he's been in the league a while, and he's been doing great things ever since he's been in the league as far as blocking and catching balls. I think he has the record for most touchdowns as a tight end. So that's a guy that I really try to follow and see what he does great and try to implement that into my game as well.
Throw short, caught. Kendricks is in, and this ball game is tied with 3:04 to go. Sam Bradford, the crossing route to Lance Kendricks.
Well, I played at Wisconsin, so it was a great time. Just growing up in Milwaukee and, you know, watching that and watching all the Rose Bowls and stuff with Ron Dayne and all that, and then being able to go and play in that Camp Randall, I think was an amazing experience. I mean, there's no really words to describe it. I mean, it's just an all-around great experience, and there's guys all over the league from Wisconsin, and you're kind of proud to say, you know, I played with that guy or I know that guy. He was a Wisconsin alum.
Kendricks had 43 catches for 663 yards as a senior and was a finalist for the Mackey Award as one of the nation's top tight ends. He averaged 15.44 yards per catch.
So I didn't really get on the field until my sophomore going into junior year. And, you know, once I got on the field and once I started learning and becoming comfortable with it, you know, I really started getting more confidence. And that confidence really came, I would say, near the end of the season of my junior year. I can remember being 8 years old and seeing, like, Doug Flutie on the cover of Sports Illustrated or something, being like, I want to be that guy. It's always been a dream come true for me to even get to this level, whether I, you know, got on the field or not. You know, I can at least say that I got here. But, you know, ever since I've been here, I've been trying to step my game up and try to move on to the next level and try to, you know, enhance my game.
Sam throws the middle, and Kendricks makes the catch in 49ers territory. Went up with both hands and hauled it down at the 48 of San Francisco.
I remember as a kid watching the Rams. I remember the Super Bowl against the Titans, watching them and saying, wow, you know, that's a good, really good team. And, you know, someday I want to play on a team like that.
With the 47th pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Lance Kendricks, tight end, Wisconsin.
Getting drafted here, especially in the second round, you know, that's rare for tight ends. Was an awesome experience, you know, a great honor. And I'm just glad they took a chance on me. And I know last year was a little rough, but, you know, it's all a learning experience. It's all a ride. It's a marathon, like they say. You know, you don't want to start too fast, don't start too slow. So as this year is ending, I think we're ending on a really good note.
and takes the snap, steps up, throws to the end zone, it's caught, touchdown, St. Louis Rams. Lance Kendricks is in the end zone for the third time this year. A 6-yard strike from Sam Bradford.
Kendricks is still coming along as a receiver, though the first 11 games of the season, he has 26 receptions for 264 yards and a pair of touchdowns. He is ranked 30th in receptions among tight ends and 31st in receiving yards.
Today, we normally come in around 7:45, start with special teams, and then we go to the offensive meeting and go over the install and kind of implement whatever we're going to do as far as game plan. And then from there, we'll have about an hour and a half practice. We'll start with normally special teams. We go through whatever it is of that day that we have, and then we go individuals.
Good.
We work on maybe run blocks technique for me.
Cut. Oh, nice game, Brown, in that second.
We go with some Skelly, you know, 7-on-7 pass, and you just kind of go through the routes and what we have to do. And then finally, we bring the team together, and we go through all different situations. Normally, first and second down on Wednesday. Thursday will be more so third down, and then Friday will be like red zone stuff.
Earlier in the season, the Rams were working with Kendricks on his ability to catch passes away from his body, where there have been signs of improvement.
It's funny because I actually like all of it. And I think that's what makes a complete tight end. You have to be able to do everything. You have to be able to do some run blocking and some catching as well. And that's what makes our job challenging as well as fun.
Offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer inherited Kendricks on this year's roster. And so far, he's impressed with the 24-year-old ceiling. He sees big things ahead for this top tight end.
Oh, I think he's one of the better all-around tight ends in the league. His ability to make plays for us this year, I think people were probably surprised by that. We certainly weren't. And one of the best inline blockers of all the tight ends in the league. A young player we're excited to have, and just watching him grow and watching him improve each and every week with the rest of the tight ends with Coach Boris has been great. Tireless worker. Stays late, he's here early. He wants to be great, wants to be better, wants to watch himself improve, and again, we see that in his play.
And linebacker off the ball, and downhill on express. Oh, nice.
Oh, Coach Boris is awesome. He makes the game easy for us just with his knowledge of the game. He knows a ton. So him teaching us, you know, it really comes off easy and just helps us on the field during game day.
Cameron, let's go 20 paint.
You know, there's never a dull moment. I think he makes it fun. He makes it fun for us and want to come in and learn. He keeps us motivated, so, you know, it's awesome.
Real strong with this hand because the ball's coming up in here. Okay, give me one more right here.
Approximately 55% of his snaps have come as a blocker. It's not far off his numbers from last season, which was an almost even 50-50 split, though with far less playing time.
We went to Baskets of Hope, and you know, basically what it was is we visited a bunch of physically I guess, impaired children that, you know, really they kind of live in the hospital and they don't really get to get out much as much as a normal kid would. So me and a few other guys, I think Josh Hull went and Danny Amendola was there as well. We went and we handed out baskets of toys and we went to each room. And we just kind of went and tried to cheer them up and give them good spirits and, you know, say happy holidays to them and their family. So, you know, it was good for them and it was a good feeling for us to be able to give back.
We are so excited to have the Rams deliver our baskets of hope again this year. And it just kicks the basket delivery up a notch when they get a visit from their local hero as well. And they're really good at encouraging these kids to just keep going no matter what.
It's just very exciting for them to see some gifts and have some visitors to kind of get their minds off of the grind of the everyday struggles that they're going through.
It means a lot, you know, especially during the holidays. You know, we're so consumed with work, and so when we have some downtime to kind of come by the hospitals and you know, hand out gifts, it's really enjoyable for us.
It's great for the Rams to be here. It gives the kids a chance to be normal kids, to forget about why they're here in the hospital, just to have fun and take their mind off of the hardship that they're going through.
Their eyes light up, and you know that makes their day or their week or their month, and you know that's all you can really hope for. Because when I was young, you know, I can still remember times when professional players came to our school and visited us, you know, and that inspired me to want to go do something with myself and want to be somebody. So.
I'm a soldier. Yeah, I told ya, I'm on a mission, I'm switching, I'm all over. I'm a soldier, yeah, I told ya, I'm on a mission, I'm switching. Listen, I'm in trouble, yeah, yeah, I can't keep still, I can't keep still. I'm in trouble, yeah, 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 I can't keep still. I get addicted to my open feet now. I'm a soldier, yeah, I told ya, I'm on a mission, I'm switching, I'm all over. I'm a soldier, yeah, I told ya, I'm on a mission, I'm switching. Listen, I'm in trouble, yeah, yeah, I can't keep still, I can't keep still. I'm in trouble, yeah, 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 I can't keep still. I'm addicted to my open feet now.
8:30 on a sunny Sunday morning. Tight end Lance Kendricks arrives at the Raymond James Stadium. After a brief luggage check, Lance makes his way into the locker room where he will begin to change into his game attire.
I try to keep it as basic as possible. I used to listen to a lot of music, but I felt like that kind of took me away from the game. So what I do is I go in, I review maybe a test that Coach Boris gave us, or I'll review some notes that I took that Coach Schottenheimer may have told us to remember. But just kind of focus on what the game plan is, because as tight ends, we have a lot on our plate and we really have a lot to know. So, you know, we got to make sure we know it, and we got to make sure when we're out there, we're confident.
With only a half hour before kickoff, Lance heads out into the field for pregame warm-ups.
Ready? 1, 2. Pop the molly up, sweat! Woo!
Giving the fans their first glimpse of the teams and the players their last opportunity to run drills and loosen up. The mood is light, but once they head back into the locker room, the focus abruptly sharpens.
Ball out today.
Runway down here at Raymond James.
today.
The Buccaneers rank number one in the NFL in run defense. They're allowing only 83.3 yards per game. As good as they've been against the run, the Buccaneers have struggled against the pass. They're 30th in the NFL in pass defense, allowing 393.3 yards per game.
Erline approaches and run away down here at Raymond James. The ball sails deep into the end zone. Roscoe Parrish will field it, take a knee 9 yards deep. They rush for Freeman, stands at the 20, looking. He's going to get sacked. Chris Long's got the sack. Freeman held on too long. Play action for Freeman. Pocket collapsing. Going to dump to the sideline. Picked off by Jenkins. Down the sideline 30. At the 20, the rookie's at the 10. Cuts back at the 5. Fight for the end zone. Touchdown, Janoris Jenkins. He takes it back 40 for the touchdown.
Yeah, I got it. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Throws right. Caught by Amendola. He gets hammered. The ball is out. The fumble created, and it's still on the turf. There's a scramble inside the 5. The Rams got back on it at the 5.
Nice catch, Chris.
Ready, you go.
Sam gives to Steven behind a lead block up the middle. Dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Steven Jackson.
Touchdown.
Blocking for Steven is, you know, it's a great experience. I think, you know, just knowing that you can block for him is even the greater goal. So, you know, I try to make sure I give it my all. I try to make sure I do what I can to know that I did my job correctly to where, you know, he makes a really good run, a positive run. And, you know, if there's something that I did wrong, I always ask him or maybe say something about it on the sideline so we can get that corrected and so we can make that right. A lot races through my head. Snap count, most importantly, because you can't jump off sides. And just knowing where you have to be and timing and when it comes to run blocking, just your fit on the defender. So, you know, depending on the play, a lot of things go through.
Freeman will pass and play action. Big rush, has to avoid it. Chris Long right there. They're going to get him. Long was the first one there, and then he's finished off by Kendall Lankford. Chris Long has brought his hard hat to work here in the first half in Tampa Bay. He's going to pass and play action, has lots of time, throws the middle, and it's picked off. Laurinaitis came down with it. James Laurinaitis read it beautifully.
Here we go. Offense on three. 1, 2, 3. Offense.
Play action, has time, throws the middle. Kendricks is over 40, 45, 50. He's at the 40 of Tampa. 35, 30, being chased 20. 15, 10, 5, lands Kendricks. 80-yard touchdown reception from Sam Bradford on the first play from scrimmage in the second half.
Get him some oxygen.
I was tired. I'm tired.
First of all, I was wide open, and I didn't think I was going to be that open. But the first thing I thought of was run. And once I caught the ball, I took off running, and I saw the safeties kind of closing in on me. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to run past them. I'm not going to beat them. So let me try to figure out a way that I can maybe stop and, you know, make a move or something. So I saw Danny coming out of nowhere, and Danny came and saved the day, so I kind of slowed down a little bit, and he pushed two by, and I was able to barely get in. I was gassed. but you know what? I think Chris Givens might have been the first one over there to help me up because I was gassed, but I didn't even have time to celebrate. But you know, it was good to see a lot of those guys really sprint downfield and chase me down as I scored. So, you know, they had my back, and especially Danny.
Because I was trying to outrun him. Like, I ain't going to outrun him. I knew Chris was over here, so I'm like, Chris going to catch up. I'm going to step back. I'm going to let him take the dude. I'm going to run around him.
Rams bring the blitz. They beat it, and it's intercepted anyway. Bradley Fletcher steps in front of the pass, making Tremaine Johnson, the rookie from Montana, has his second interception.
I'm still tired.
Get a breather, Lance.
Okay.
Lance, keep it going, man.
Okay.
they're a veteran team, and they were a very good run-stopping team, and they did a lot of movement up front, which made it hard for us to really pick up on the blocks, and that's why they're number one in stopping the run. They were really tough, but I think once you get past that front seven is where, you know, where their weakness lied. So for us, it was kind of like you need to really establish a run game so we can get the passing game going, and we did. And eventually we got the passing game.
Bradford under center, fakes the handoff, throws to the end zone. Pettis is open, touchdown, St. Louis Rams. This one is in the books.
Today's win marks the third straight road win for the Rams. Tight end Lance Kendricks hauled in an 80-yard touchdown pass, setting a new career-long record and marks the longest reception in franchise history by a tight end, previously held by Leon Clark, with a 70-yard touchdown reception in 1957. The pass helped Kendricks earn the first 100-yard game of his career.
Longest touchdown by a tight end in Rams history. Beautiful day outside, good day for a win.
He finished the day with four receptions for 119 yards and a 29.8-yard average.
Chemistry, it's about hard work, it's about putting the team together. We're going to win here. The players we're bringing in, they're going to get us a chance to do it.
A diving interception in this crowd on its feet.
Rams 360 is brought to you by Unequal Technologies, maker of the best sports protection on the planet. From head to toe, Unequal protects.
An RBN production.